the pages of IHS Fan Magazine, the Austin area's premier high school football preview publication, and the creators of the Horn Webcast Network, powered by IHS Fan. Welcome to Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. Here are your hosts, Rick Epstein and Jeff Power.
Good evening, high school football fans. Welcome to show number 5 of season number 5 for Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. Hey, we're Austin's longest running show featuring local high school football. If you like area high school football, this is your show. For the next 13 Wednesday nights, we invite you to join us for an hour of fun. My name is Rick Epstein. I am the publisher of IHS Fan Magazine, Austin's premier high school football preview magazine. Do me a favor, if you haven't already done so, take out your phone right now. Follow us on Twitter at IHSFAN. That's at IHSFAN. We have great content, as well as your chance to receive your free digital copy of our magazine, our preview magazine. Just click on the link in our profile, and while you have your phone out, also I invite you to download the Horn app, where you can listen to as many as 10 different IHS Fan webcast games broadcast and watch, also, all on your phone, all for free. I want to welcome my co-host sitting in for the great Jeff Power, my good friend and the voice of the Westwood Warriors football team, Rodney Rodriguez. Rodney, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Rick. Always a pleasure. Big shoes to fill. And I do want to shout out Jeff Power. He's checking in from Columbus, Ohio. The great Jeff Power checking in on the Hornet.
Jeff has been with us since day one, show one. And Jeff, enjoy your time out there. The man behind the glass is the one and only voice of the Stony Point Tigers, Mr. Stephen Kabler. And before we get to our first guest, let me tell you about the ARS Rescue Router Team of the Week. This week, we'd like to recognize the Weiss Wolves. The Wolves dominated the powerful 8th-ranked Rouse Raiders last Friday night by the score of 54-20, as seen on the IHS Fan Webcast Network. Coach Van Meter's high-powered offense amassed over 500 total yards, including 12 catches for 186 yards and 4 touchdowns by Micah Gifford. Quarterback Dior Bradfield was 18 of 24 for 294 yards passing and 5 touchdowns. The Wolves headed into halftime up 30 and never were threatened the rest of the way by the Raiders. The Wolves are off this week as they gear up for their 11-5A D1 home opener on the 24th against neighborhood rival Hendrickson. Congratulations to the Weiss Wolves for being recognized as our ARS Rescue Router Team of the Week. And Rodney, through our first 4 shows, we have spoken to 8 coaches, 5 of which are newly named head coaches. Tonight, we get the chance to talk to some folks we've had on our show several times. Tonight, we will talk to Leander head coach Chris Price and Lake Travis head coach Hank Carter. Let's first take a trip up 183 to Lion Nation. Coach Price, welcome back to Under the Lights.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Coach. 2-1. You have the Lions off to their best start since 2012. You are actually just 2 or 3 points away from being undefeated. Now in your 3rd season, all of these varsity players only know you as their head coach. Can you shed some light on the process about coming in and putting your stamp on this program?
Yeah, it's been a fun time for us to start this year. And obviously our kids are very excited about where we are. With the staff and myself being here for a few years now, we've helped these guys establish an identity of their own and create a culture that they can be proud of. They've worked really hard through some pretty difficult circumstances with everything that everyone's gone through in the last year and a half or so. So we're really proud of how far they've come along. And, you know, last year we saw them learn how to battle through some adversity a little bit and really fight for an entire game. And so, you know, some of those lessons that we've learned in the last couple of years have really helped us out getting off to a good start this year.
Absolutely. So, Coach, I mean, for those of us that have been here for so many years, the benchmark schools, you had Leander, you had Round Rock, you had Cedar Park. Those were the only schools back then. How cool is it for you with the great start? Have you noticed a spark with the students and the Leander supporters that Leander is really firing right out of the box?
Yeah, Leander's a great community, but we've certainly seen an uptick of support for the program and the kids in the program. I know being in Bible Stadium. To start the year, we were the visitors playing Glenn, but we still played at Bible. And then versus Vista Ridge, you know, it was just a different atmosphere from everyone, from the student section to some of our people that have been around the program in a long time. Everyone's really excited, which the kids are feeding off of and wanting to perform well for a community that's really supported them over the years.
Huge resounding win, 37-9 over Cedar Creek last week, which saw your team amass 404 yards total offense. On the offensive side of the ball, Coach, what are you most pleased with through 3 weeks?
We graduated a really good offensive line last year, a lot of kids that were really talented, and so we had some holes to fill there. And our offensive line has really stepped up and played well early in this season, which is good for us. You know, it's the group that's helping affect the run game and the pass game, so we need those guys to be successful, and they've done a great job. Our quarterback, Aiden Parrott, has been phenomenal through the first three games, especially managing the offense and those things. And you know, our running back, we kind of knew what to expect for him. He's ultra-talented, Alex Franklin. So, you know, the pieces, and we got great receivers. Like, everyone's really playing well together. And it's just exciting to see us, you know, able to move the ball and score points the way we have over the last couple of weeks.
Coach Price, we always talk about offense and defense. You're talking about your quarterback, your running back right there. But one of the things that a lot of folks really don't pay a lot of attention to that is so important in these, in any football game, is that third part, the special teams. Talk about the attention to detail that is needed there, and how much do you guys over in Leander really focus in on that part of the game throughout the game prep week?
Yeah, Coach McClain is our special teams coordinator, and he does a really good job with getting all of our athletes prepared on special teams. We try to use everybody in some capacity for some of our special teams units. So we put a lot of time and effort into making sure special teams goes well for us. You know, we played a couple of close games early this year, and so part of the reason why we were successful in one is because of some plays that we were able to make in special teams. So we understand that's going to be a big part of us being successful this year. So we dedicate that time so that it will be good for us.
You know, you open the always tough 11-5A D1 district season against Maynard next Friday night at home. With Weiss's impressive win against Rouse last week and Anderson's impressive win over Westwood, along with Cedar Park, Georgetown, Hendrickson, your district is shaping up once again to be a slugfest. What are your thoughts on the district, and what's it going to take for the Lions to get one of those four spots?
Yeah, this is a really good district, probably one of the best in the state of Texas. It's very competitive. You have talented players throughout the district, great coaches that work on each of the individual staffs. So it's going to be a tough road for every team in our district. I think that we're all capable of competing with one another. And so it's going to take a lot of what we've done so far this year in some difficult situations. We've made some big plays offensively and defensively. You asked the question about special teams. Our special teams has been good for us this year. We've been ultra productive in our return game, and we've been able to pressure some people in some of our blocks and things like that. So all of those components are going to be really important to getting us over the hump and getting one of those four spots. I know just watching the games from the other schools in this district, I've been really impressed with all of them. And, you know, I think we're playing well too. So I think it's going to be a fun district to play in and compete in, but it's going to be a tough one.
Before we let you go, as we're talking with Coach Chris Price of the Leander Lions, before we let you go, I remember I met you in your office literally weeks after you got the job, and you were so excited. And, you know, what do you like, you know, your third season in, what do you like most about being the head coach of the Leander Lions?
I love our kids. Man, our kids are great. They work really hard for us. They're a lot of fun to be around. They work really well together. It's just a fun environment to coach football in. They're just really positive about the direction that we're heading. And I think the most impressive thing about the young men that we have the seniors, especially in our program, is they're taking their time and trying to teach some of our younger ones how to do things correctly, because they want to see all of the positive impact that they've had carry on into the future. So our kids are by far the greatest. I love them to death. They just do an amazing job for us.
Well, Coach, 2-1 off to the best start since 2012. Go out and beat Maynard next week and keep it rolling. We're rooting for you, Coach Price.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and as always, thank you guys for doing this. This is great for high school football.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was Coach Chris Price, now in his third season out of Leander, and we both are old enough, Rodney, to know when Leander was just a powerhouse. They've been on some lean times lately. They've gone through a few coaches, but it seems like Coach Price has it going right now.
It really does, and you can just tell the fire that you hear in him. We knew it right away when Coach Price first came along, and it really is great for the Leander Lion community that they are off to this great start, and I think that moving forward, they're going to be a force to be dealt with in this ultra-competitive district.
So before we get to our next guest, let me tell you a little bit about Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscription. Earlier today, I logged on to my Dave Campbell's Texas Football account to get some great info. I spent about an hour going through some of the great info on all of the area districts and teams. The combo subscription is amazing. For just $29.95 plus shipping and handling, you can purchase an annual subscription and get both their print magazines each year and access to hundreds of premium articles and archives on their website, www.texasfootball.com. As a subscriber, you'll be mailed directly to your house both magazines before they hit the newsstand. The website is filled with insider commentary, predictions, archived magazines, and other great exclusive content. What a value! Go to texasfootball.com, and at the top left of the homepage, click on the Subscribe Now button.
It's time for Ask the Doc, presented by Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas. Each week, we will visit with a doc to discuss a sports-related medical topic. Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas provides comprehensive orthopedics, including sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, hand specialists, foot and ankle, and physical medicine and rehab. In addition, they offer same-day appointments and on-site imaging and physical therapy. Visit them at oactdocs.com. That's oactdocs.com.
And we've had many doctors already. This is our fifth show. We've had four great doctors visit with us for some great topics. And tonight we have a little bit something special. We have the marketing director of Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas, Autumn Lawson, on the phone. Autumn, are you on the line?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, welcome. You know, we wanted to talk with you because there's so much going on over at Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas. And, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, how many doctors are on staff and what are your locations?
Yeah, so we currently have 21 doctors on staff, half practice in the north of Austin and the other half in South Austin. We have practices kind of scattered all throughout north and south, so Round Rock, Cedar Park, Bastrop, LaGrange. And then as well as just central, north and south Austin, we just kind of have clinics kind of scattered all over the place. So we have a total of 9, and then our newest location would be our surgery center, and we just opened that up and started operating in that here recently.
Wow, that's a lot of locations and a lot of great docs. You know, y'all offer a great service for area high school athletes each week with your weekly clinics. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so our Saturday clinics, they run every Saturday from 8:30 to 10. The reason that we set up Saturday clinics is so that we can assist injured athletes who get hurt on Thursday or Friday night football games. When they come in for a Saturday clinic, we can do a total evaluation, x-rays of the injury that occurred, and get them, you know, kind of a treatment plan of what needs to happen next. We need surgery. Do we just need physical therapy? And kind of give them a great evaluation and set up appointments for the following week. So it's just a good way to get athletes in who got hurt over the weekend.
Autumn, you did a wonderful job on the radio. We appreciate it. And we look forward to this segment each and every week. And we'll have another great doc on our Ask the Doc segment presented by Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas. Thanks for being on tonight.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
All right. That was Autumn Lawson, the marketing director of Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas. So two guests already. Let's go right into it. Let's literally hop across Loop 360, Rodney, and let's go over to Westlake High School. Let's visit with the man himself, the quarterback of the Westlake Chaparrals, Cade Klubnik. Cade, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Cade, I'm so happy we got you on. I know you're a busy guy. You know, listen, you were named to the prestigious IHS Fan Top 10 team. You know, what does that recognition and honor mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's just a huge honor for just kind of me as an individual, but also for me as my team. I think just kind of the way that I guess just me and my buddies and the coaches that I've kind of grown up around just kind of develop us, and the way that they've just kind of, you know, taught us our whole lives. It's just been so helpful throughout the whole journey. And it's definitely just a huge honor for me and just my whole community.
Okay, let's talk about one of the things with the quarterback battle going on at Texas. You've got one quarterback is more vocal, the other quarterback isn't quite as vocal. What is your leadership style? Because it is your team. I mean, you take command of the team. How does Cade lead this team? Are you a vocal guy? Are you a little more standoffish?
Yes, sir. You know, I think I'm a little bit of both. You know, I've always just kind of been a high energy guy. Mm-hmm. Just always somebody who loves the game, and just, you know, I can't imagine playing the position and being a quiet person. Just always love being high energy, just vocal, just, you know, I get excited about the littlest things. And just, you know, I think when it comes to quarterback, you got to be able to lead by example. And that's in sprints at the end of practice by trying to win every single one. But, you know, also leading with your voice and getting the team ready for practice and just coming out with a positive energy and just ready to take on the day. So that's just always something that I just, you know, I love doing. And I think it's just, you know, with the people that I've kind of learned from that have come before me, I think that's just kind of what's helped them. You know, I think somebody that I've really modeled my leadership after was Drew Brees. I think he does an amazing job of doing both.
And now he's in the broadcast booth. Maybe you'll follow that after your long career is over. Hey, let's talk. Earlier this season, Coach Dodge announced that he was retiring after the season. How did the squad react to that news, and what does it mean to you to have him as your head coach?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Dodge is, I can't imagine where I would be without him when it comes to just the quarterback, but also just the person I am today. You know, I've known him since I was in fifth grade, and for most people that are seniors can't really remember a lot of stuff before fifth grade. So, you know, he's always just been such a role model for me, but also just an amazing friend, and just somebody that I just look up to every day, and just a person that I go to and so much life advice. But, you know, when our senior class really heard that news, it made us really happy that we just kind of got to play this last season for him. 'Cause, you know, he's given us so much over these past couple of years, and just so much more than we deserve. And it's just, it means so much to us. And, you know, over this last season, we're really just playing for him, and just, you know, he's had an amazing career, and just to, for him to kind of end it out with us, it really means a lot. So we're really giving it all for him and just going all out.
Okay, the Shaps have stormed out of the box once again. I mean, you're on that path, and obviously I know you guys want to get another one here for Coach Dodge, but your thought on this, a little bit of an early bye week for you guys. You get a week off, and then you get Del Valle coming up next Friday, but your thought on the early bye week, is that an advantage to kind of heal up some bruises from the first couple of weeks, or would you rather have that later?
Yeah, you know, I think either one is good. You know, last year we got it right before our playoffs. So we got it right after our district game, which is a little bit different, but, this is kind of the opposite. You know, we got it right after our non-district games. And, you know, I think it's really good just 'cause, you know, our non-district games, we had a really tough, and really just, you know, we played three amazing teams, in preseason. And that was just, I think it really just kind of set the tone for the season and just kind of the energy that we need to have, and kind of we kind of set the bar when it comes to practices and just how things need to be rolling. And going in this bye week, it's going to help us a ton when it comes to, you know, just, all right, now it's time for the real stuff. You know, if we want to make the playoffs, we gotta win all these games. You know, every game matters. And you know, it just kind of reset a little bit. Just kind of look back on the first three games, who we need to work on, who we need to get better at. And just, you know, and then go from there. So just kind of getting ready. So, yes, sir.
Before we let you go, you know, you mentioned earlier Drew Brees. You obviously, Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Sam Ehlinger, you know, all on the Mount Rushmore of Westlake Shap history. But you know what? Cade Klubnik is the only one with two state championships. So you belong right up there. But I want to ask you about those three guys. Do the people who before you, Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Ellinger, do they contact you? Have they given you advice? What has your contact been with those guys?
100%. I would say I'm very close with Sam, and I've had a decent amount of conversation with Nick Foles just throughout the whole, just being on varsity, but also just the whole recruiting process and how to be a leader on a team. And we've had a lot of discussion over the past couple of years. It's just, helped me so much. I got to meet Drew Brees a couple of years back, and it was just really cool to just see, I think it was a really good moment for me to just see that an amazing person like that who's kind of done it all is just another person at the end of the day. And that's just really cool for me to see, just somebody that I've really looked up to my whole life, and just they're another person that grew up in Westlake, and just a regular person who's got regular things. So
exactly.
Just amazing to kind of build those relationships. And I don't really know where I would be at without all three of them. And it's kind of just all worked so well with getting to encounter all three of them throughout my life. So,
well, it's just a magical 8-mile radius of between you and Lake Travis and Baker Mayfield, Garrett Gilbert, yeah. Sam Ellinger, all these quarterbacks that are NFL quarterbacks. There's only so many NFL quarterbacks out there, and it seems like they're all from 6 miles of each other. I don't know what's going on in the water out there, but Cade, we want to have you back on the show later in the season. How does that sound?
Awesome. That sounds great.
All right. You did a great job. Thank you so much. And go get them. I know you're going to enjoy this week, but go get them the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you all so much for this.
All right.
Thanks, Cade.
Have a good one.
That was Cade Klubnik, the Westlake Shap quarterback. All he's got a couple state championship rings.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, that's one of those spots, when folks talk about the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
When it comes to Texas high school football, to be the quarterback of the Westlake Chaparrals,
yes.
That right there, Rico, that is one prestigious spot.
It is. And we'll be talking with Hank Carter here in a minute, but it's crazy how many quarterbacks.
Unbelievable.
How many NFL teams are there? 30, right?
Yeah, 32.
So that, you got a first and second teamer. That's 64 guys who have NFL quarterback jobs. And at one point last year, you had a bunch playing from Westlake or Lake Travis.
And that's the funny part. It's always been with Texas high school football, the DFW area, Houston, they get all the accolades. But you really look at the talent that, especially at these specialty spots, that has been produced out of the Austin area, and it's tremendous.
So when we come back, we will talk with the man himself, Hank Carter, the head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. You are listening to 104.9 The Horn, Under the Lights. Welcome back to Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Ritter. We've had Leander's head coach, Chris Price. We've had Autumn Lawson, Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas, and the great Cade Klubnik, the Westlake Chaparrals. Now we're going to head out 620 ways and over to Cavalier Nation and talk with our good friend, Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. Coach Carter, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much for being on Under the Lights. We've had you on so many times over the years. You just completed a murderous non-district schedule facing state powers Arlington, Martin, Judson, and Rockwall. Definitely no cupcakes there. We have spoken in the past, but part of the reason you schedule such competition is not only to get ready for a district, but it's hard to schedule people that want to play against you. What are your thoughts on the start to your season?
Well, we knew that we were going to be playing three tough programs, and, obviously we went up to Rockwall last week, and those guys were just really, really impressed by how they played. And we weren't able to get it done. They outplayed us and outcoached us. The good news is that we have an opportunity to learn from that and heading into district play. And that's one thing that's unique about playing really good football teams early in the season. You get a chance to learn from your mistakes. And so hopefully we'll be able to see some things and learn some things from the film. But, certainly had a tough pre-district schedule, and now moving in the district.
Coach Carter, talk about, you know, we see all the great programs and state championships, everything, you know, with the great storied programs in Texas high school football. But walk this all the way back for us. I think a lot of folks really don't understand how these programs become great because it starts at the middle school, the sub-varsity level, the importance of all of that, developing the players that get under the Friday night lights.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. So I'm here at a track stadium watching three different sixth grade teams and
nice.
Sixth grade teams practice football right now. But it does. I mean, certainly we're very fortunate in Texas that there's a strong culture for football and it's important to the communities. But yeah, we have three middle schools that feed into Lake Travis High School, and we have an opportunity to work with those staffs. Our high school football staff goes to the middle school games every week when they play at home, and our middle school staffs are a part of our practices early in camp. And so it does. It helps to create a culture and just a language and a way of doing things that trickles down to the kids. And I think that has a lot of benefit. And certainly, too, just having an opportunity to get to know some of the kids and to build a rapport with them as they get older.
Take us back to the spring day where you received a call and final decision that you were about to add one of the most talented players in the country to your receiving corps when IHS Fan top 10 player Caleb Burton transferred to Lake Travis. What were your first thoughts there, Coach?
Well, I can tell you that when I knew Coach Burton was going to be making a move, I reached out to him, and he and I have always had a really good relationship. You know, he had coached against us there, and I remember Caleb every time. What a such a great player he was. Actually scored a touchdown on us when he was a freshman on the varsity. So he made a strong impression on us from the start, but was really just wanted to get a feel for what their plans were. I knew that Caleb was going to be an early enrollee and headed up to Columbus in January. And Coach Burton had just said, you know, really he thought that he and Nicole wanted to stay in the Austin area. Until Caleb was able to graduate, and then they were going to make their long-term decisions moving forward. I would imagine he got a job offer from every school. dynamic duo, right? I mean, Coach Burton's just an incredible asset to our program and the experience and knowledge and leadership that he brings. And then certainly Caleb is just a great player and a great kid. And so I was probably excited, but, you know, certainly in a way, probably relieved to be able to bring another coach on that's been a head coach. And those are things that the things that Coach Burton can help with, and just the insight he has is valuable to our team.
Coach, so getting ready to fire off, it's another 26-6A season coming up, and you get San Marcos. But just talk about, I mean, with you guys are at Lake Travis and Westlake, just kind of the staple and the benchmark that you guys set, just being great programs. Have you watched all of the other schools within the district? They have continually gotten better to try to rise up to you guys. Talk about how those teams are improving as the years have gone on.
Yeah, I mean, I think football in Central Texas has gotten better and better each year. You know, we came here in 2008, and I don't think the Austin area proper had a great reputation for football. I think most people thought that, you know, Dallas area, Houston, and East Texas were the smaller schools. But there's been state champions in multiple classifications. We've got teams that are ranked in the top 10 every year all the way up, you know. And I think just the growth of the Austin area and the new families coming in and just, you know, I think that leads to, if you have a program that has some success, folks want to come be a part of that, and they grow up wanting to be Cavaliers. And the same can be said for these other programs in the area that are growing. San Marcos is, you know, obviously that group or that area is growing down there. Coach Walsh is used to winning. I don't think it'll take long for him to get that thing going again, and he's already had a real positive impact on him to score a lot of points already.
So, you know, between sophomore Nico Hamilton and senior Derek Johnson, you have a potent rushing attack. The pair has toted the rock a combined 90 times for 602 yards and 4 touchdowns. What makes those two players so special, Coach?
Well, really, with Derek, it's probably his number one that would be his speed. I mean, he really is a guy that has he can run a 4.5 in his sleep, and he's done that multiple times. Went down to the Texas Tech camp this summer, and he was the fastest kid there, and I thought that was a really cool thing to get out there on social media and for people to see. But, you know, really just his speed, his power. I think with Nico, you know, he has got a great knack for being a vertical runner, just getting it up the field, and he's a big, strong, powerful kid. And so he's a sophomore. He's still – you know, in a way, he's a puppy to us, and we know that he's going to have a really bright future. And then also we've got Watson Cusick, who suffered a torn ACL back really even before spring ball, and so we're hopeful to get him back in a couple weeks, and he'll rotate in there at the running back position as well.
So, Coach, now let's talk a little bit about defense. Sophomore Marcus Boswell and senior Jacob Glover, They lead the team in tackles through three games, 21 and 23 tackles respectively. What have you been most pleased with about your defense?
Well, I'm not pleased with a lot of what we did last Friday. I don't know a lot to do with that, but I'm pleased really with our, I think our front four has played well in the first three ball games. I think that we've had opportunities in the secondary to go make some plays on the football. We just we need to just continue to coach our guys and let them play with more and more confidence. But I like the way that our kids are flying around. We've got a lot of work to do though, but we've got a lot of hungry kids that understand that, you know, Friday night is not the way we want to play football, and they've been eager to get out here and get better.
So, Coach, you know, we've talked a lot over the years about how Westlake has really helped you at Lake Travis keep your eye on the ball. You have somebody, a measuring stick, each and every year. I know you're not the you don't probably have too many conversations during the season, but I know you're friends with Coach Dodge. We just spoke with his quarterback. What are your thoughts on Coach Dodge and his announcing that it's going to be his final season? What has he meant to not only the Austin area but also Texas football in general?
Well, yeah, ever since I got into coaching, Coach Dodge has had just an incredible reputation. Obviously, his record speaks for itself. And when he decided to come to Westlake, I knew that was going to be just a great challenge because he would, he's as good as there is in our state. And in a lot of ways, too, I'm happy for him. He's got grandkids, and to be able to retire, and I'm sure he'll get back into something just because of the competitive guy he is, but to be able to spend some time with family and to go do some of the things. Coaching is the best job in the world. The only negative about it is just the time you miss with some of your loved ones. And so I'm excited for him, and that he's going to get an opportunity to do that. And it's been great. Yeah, he and I feel like we have a great relationship. We talk, both of us being athletic directors, most of the time we're talking, it has nothing to do with football. It's some other matter regarding our athletic departments. But Coach Dodge, obviously, he's been an unbelievable ambassador for Texas high school football, and I'm happy for him that he's going to be able to retire and go spend time with family.
Well, we are so blessed to have both Westlake and Lake Travis being such a good programs. It's just a pleasure to watch. Before we let you go, heading into your 12th season as the head coach, what do you still enjoy most about being the head coach out there at Lake Travis?
Relationships with the kids. I mean, there's nothing like the opportunity to go out there and help mold and grow young men every day, and that's something that that we enjoy. That's really why I got into coaching. I watched my dad do that, and it's funny. Coach Mangino and I were just talking about both of us being coaches' kids, and just the thing that you saw your dad do when you were younger that just made you want to go be a coach. And so really, it's the relationships with the players. And getting an opportunity to go build something and compete. So I wasn't a good enough player to go do it for a living, and so coaching is the next best thing. And so I really enjoy that. The kids keep me young or younger, and I look forward to getting out there every day and getting with them.
Well, Coach, I just got to tell you one thing. I say this a lot. You've got one of the most successful programs in Texas, and whenever I need something, you're always there and you're always responsive. And I just want to say thank you for being a friend, and you've got a lot on your plate, and you still find time to always respond to what we need and be on the show. And I hope to have you back on Under the Lights later on in the season. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds great, and I appreciate y'all shedding light and talking about the positive things going on with Texas high school football and in our area particularly. It's a great thing.
Awesome. Go back to the sixth grade, seventh grade practice, Coach. You got to find the next generation.
That's it. I'm scouting out here.
Right on. Love it.
Awesome. All right. Thanks Coach. That's the great
Thank you, guys.
Coach Hank Carter of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. Such a great guy, man.
Yeah, you know, Rick, and it really is. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're talking to Hank Carter, Todd Dodge, whoever it is. It doesn't matter the record. It doesn't matter anything. When you ask that question, what do they enjoy most? I mean, what is it that fuels their fire every morning? It's always about growing young men and
right.
The kids. Wins and losses are so important, but that just tells you the quality of the coaches that we have around here. They're just good men.
Right.
They're just good men.
They are. And it's funny, we ask them. I don't think Lake Travis or Westlake would be nearly as sharp without the other.
No.
They are. Say what you want. We all look for this year. It's going to be the last game of the season, the Battle of the Lakes. It's just a measuring stick. you are two big dogs playing in the dog pound. And who's going to come out on top? We all know it's going to come down to us like Lake Travis. It's just that way.
And it's so cool that we have that here. I mean, because we've seen the Mojo. We've seen Odessa Permian. We've seen all of these different rivalries throughout the year. But to have this right here in our own backyard. And I know a lot of folks are like, well, you know, maybe they're tired of Lake Travis and Westlake. But the bottom line is the attention that draws to all of our schools, because it's Central Texas. And they see that rivalry. They see that game year after year, Battle of the Lakes. And it's not just football. Every year, I mean, I did baseball for a long time for Lake Travis. And that is just the intensity in that rivalry is infectious.
Well, and he mentioned three middle schools funnel into Lake Travis High School. And Westlake, obviously, the only high school in Eanes. That's an advantage, obviously, for a coach to be able to have all those relationships with every kid in the district.
Absolutely.
That is possibly going to they know the terminology before they even get to high school. Maybe not on the same level, but they know the terminology that Lake Travis is using because they use it in their middle schools. But yeah. I'm always so fired up when I get to talk with Coach Carter, because he is so successful, but he still has time to do all the things. So listen, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the schedule, last week's results, and maybe some predictions. You're listening to 104.9 The Horn, Under the Lights. Welcome back to Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Order. Boy, what a show we've had tonight. Leander head coach Chris Price joined us, along with the marketing director for Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas, Autumn Lawson. Then we talked with quarterback from the Westlake Chaparrals, Cade Klubnik, two-time state champ. And then the man himself, Hank Carter, out the head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. And Rodney, you know, we've got a short week because a lot of teams are taking a bye week before their district. But all the Round Rock ISD schools are playing. I know you'll be calling a big one. Hutto plays against Westwood, and Hutto's the home team at the Palace because they're still renovating Hutto Stadium.
Rick, that's going to be a lot of orange. That's going to be that is the burnt orange bowl right there as you get Hutto. And yeah, Hutto definitely the home team right there, but I think that's going to be a very exciting. Hutto's one of those teams where we don't know what we're going to get from them. We've saw Westwood's been a little hot and cold, but yeah, it all comes to a head in the burnt orange bowl Thursday.
Well, before we talk about Austin area, I know you wanted to talk about Luling.
Yes. We have to give some big love from last week. The Luling Eagles had not won a game, and I don't mean a district game. They had not won a game since October 20th of 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
2017, but last week. The streak is broken. They come out. They've got a great new stadium there in Luling. Just great folks. We've got so many great supporters that follow on Twitter at IHS Fan. Luling over Weimer, 17-7. The streak is over. The Luling Eagles, the mean green Luling Eagles, back in the W column.
Almost willing to go out there and check out that stadium and stop by and get some great barbecue.
There's good barbecue.
Let's talk about some scores that surprised me. You know, one of the ones you were at, Anderson just throttled our good friend out at Westwood, 52-14. Anderson scored 50 points one time between 2010 and 20. Now they've done it in back-to-back weeks in 2021. Pretty impressive with what Coach Rod Thompson's doing over there over at Anderson.
Yeah, absolutely. They came out and it happened quick, and they just never took their foot off the gas. And a very impressive win there for Anderson. Coach Thompson doing a great job, and Westwood coming off a big win over Austin High the week before, but it just never fell into place, and Anderson just rolled.
Speaking of Austin High, also seen on the IHS Fan Webcast Network, Austin beat Lehman 38-30, and for the first time since 2014, Lehman scored 30 points and lost.
Yeah.
tough one for them. Bowie off to a 3-0 start. Coach Jeff Abels, after losing his quarterback in week one, they've started 3-0 seven times in their 30-plus year history out there at Bowie.
You have to know, Rick, with Bowie, we talked to Coach Carter and we talked about Coach Dodge with those two, you know, big teams right there. You have to know that Bowie would just love to come in there and slay one of those dragons and jump into one of those spots right there, and they're off to a tremendous start.
Round Rock beat Cedar Park 21-17 in a slugfest out there at Gupton. Cedar Park 1-2, but they never seem to worry. It's like, don't worry, we've been here. We've been here before. They basically played in 25-6A. Their first three games of the season, Vandegrift, Cedar Ridge, Round Rock, all 25-6A teams. So they were
they're going to be just fine.
They're going to be just fine. Cedar Ridge got a huge win over Hayes. You know, Victor Taylor Jr., four touchdowns. He was amazing for Coach Sam Robinson's Raiders, and that was a big one. Del Valle gets the big win, 42-7, coming off that debacle that they had against Bowie. They're back in the win column, and Coach Cheshire's making some noise there, ready for district play.
Yeah, I really think Stony Point, that's one of the teams. Stony Point and Cedar Ridge, I've talked about this on our broadcast there. Those are two teams. Obviously, you're going to go to Round Rock and Vandy as the favorites. Those two teams right there, Steven back there, he's the play-by-play guy. We talked about this on the broadcast last week. You get the Stony Point that played last Friday and in game one, they're going to be really hard to beat.
Yep, absolutely. Then one of the big ones on the IHS Fan Webcast Network, we talked about it. They were the IHS Fan Team of the Week this week. The Weiss Wolves just throttled a great eighth-ranked Rouse Raider team, 54-20. What about those Wolves?
You know, I couldn't believe that. I was checking in there on our little ticker, and I thought, man, that has to be a misprint, but it just kept going and going and going. But so we'll see how Rouse rebounds, because they hadn't taken one in the chin like that before, so that in a while. So that's going to be a good character builder for Rouse as well, but just a great job by Weiss.
Vandegrift just keeps winning. Drew Sanders, all he does is win. 45-13 win over Santa Angelo Central. And then when we talked with Coach Carter took a team up to Rockwall and lost 59-35, the most points the Cavaliers have given up since Judson scored 65 in the 2017 opener, if you remember that one. That was a crazy one, I think, on Fox Sports Southwest. Then Westlake beat Mansfield Summit 59-21, and Westlake has scored 50-plus points in 12 of their last 18 games.
Yeah, this Westlake machine right now, we are just watching just perfection. And you have to know, it's one thing that they're really, really good, but we keep talking about with Coach Dodge stepping away at the end of the year, you just know that the energy, they are just supercharged, and they want this for Coach Dodge, and it's going to be fun to watch the duration of this.
And what about this one? LBJ, 28-7 over perennial power La Vega, out there at Nelson. That was also seen on the IHS Fan Webcast Network. Coach Jamal Fenner has it going on. They've got so much talent out there. They lost a bunch of talent. Remember the M&M boys, Makuba McCutcheon. They're playing, I think, for college football teams right now.
Yeah. They're on the big stage.
They're on the big stage, so a big win. And then, of course, Leander, 37-9. We talked with Coach Chris Price about that big win. How about Johnson beating Bastrop, 55-0. You know, Coach Hoffman out there at Johnson, you know, they were good last year. They're quietly moving in the right direction over there at, you know, I mentioned this, we'll call it Buta Johnson, you know, because there is.
I was waiting for that, man.
I just had this pet peeve, you know, if you're in the Austin area, you don't say Pflugerville Connolly, you just say Connolly. You don't say Austin, LBJ, you just say LBJ.
You know, even with Hayes, you don't need to say Hayes Consolidated. We know where they are.
We know
who it is.
And I was the PA announcer for the Hayes West for the Hayes game against Cedar Ridge, and I had a hard time remembering they're the Hawks now.
I forgot about that. I was giving scores out the other night, and I said the Hayes been forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the Hayes Hawks. And Coach Les Goad, Conley got a big win, 24-17, in the Jason Cecil returns to McCallum Bowl. And then, you know, Temple beat Hutto 60-53. Most points Hutto has scored in a loss in 32 years. And we talked to Coach Brad LaPlante last week, and they came back. They were down by a lot to Temple, so that may be a good thing for them as they head into the game out at Kelly Reeves tomorrow night, which you'll be on the call for that for the IHS Fan Webcast Network.
Yeah, absolutely. You got Westwood and Hutto right there. I mean, Rick, your thoughts on that one. Battle of the Burn Orange, somebody's got to win it. I think Anthony's got them. Westwood bounces back.
I mean, they would have to. They kind of stubbed their toe big time against Anderson, and I don't know. They played well the week before. That's going to be a tough one. I'm gonna go with Westwood, even though they're playing at home. They're the visitors.
It's weird.
It's crazy because of the situation. Look, you know, Rodney, always a pleasure. You'll be out there tomorrow night. The brief schedule, Westwood at Hutto at Kelly Reeves, LBJ at Liberty Hill tomorrow night. And then Friday night, Dripping Springs plays North Canyon, Cedar Ridge at Round Rock, McNeil at Vista Ridge, Vandergrift at Stony Point, Lake Travis at San Marcos, Johnson at San Antonio McCollum, Crockett at Smithville, McCallum at Kerrville, Tyvee, and Travis at Taylor. A short schedule. Rodney, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you next week under the lights.